Hello, Jimmy B. Picture this. You're standing at the edge of a garden where two seasons meet. On one side, the cool clarity of late winter air carries the scent of possibility, everything stripped down to its essential truth. On the other side, warm spring sunlight pools across fertile ground, inviting you to plant something beautiful together with someone you care about. This is your week, dear friend. The moon has wandered into Aquarius, settling into that deep part of your chart where intimacy lives, where resources mingle and hearts entangle. But she's casting a long, silvery gaze across to your Leo moon, that golden part of you that thrives on warmth, on being seen, on the creative spark that lights up when you feel truly appreciated. It's a conversation happening in the sky and in your relationships. One voice whispers, "Let's be honest about what we really need here. Let's talk about time, energy, the practical things that keep love flowing." The other voice calls out, "But don't forget the magic. Don't forget to celebrate what's working, to play together, to let our hearts be seen." As a Pisces sun with Capricorn rising, you're beautifully equipped for this dance. Your compassion runs deep as ocean currents, and your steady presence can hold space for both voices. The invitation this week is to become what I'm calling the bold trailblazer of emotional care, someone who can name feelings with gentle precision and create structures that protect the tenderness you share. Here's what this looks like in practice. Schedule 20 minutes with someone you care about. Share one appreciation, voice one need, name one boundary. Listen first, speak second. Before you respond to anything emotionally charged, take that breath. In for 4, hold for 7, out for 8, and let yourself name what you're actually feeling in one clear sentence. This waning gibbous moon is perfect for releasing the old story that love means constant spotlight. Instead, try this. Love grows brightest when both people feel seen, heard, and honored in their wholeness. What aspect of yourself are you ready to develop or strengthen this week, Jimmy B?